The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Okay, what a provocative and interesting conversation and a great exercise with Amy Robeson. And again, when we do these exercises, you don't want to be doing anything else at the same time. You don't want to be driving or working heavy equipment or anything, machinery or anything like that. So get yourself, if you want to do these things, in a quiet place, the same as you would do for meditation. So what did we learn today? I think we learned some new information about how the Akashic Records work, what they are, how we can learn how to tap into them, how we can tap into the universal energy that's out there to you know, work on our own wellness and keep ourselves as vital as we can be. So there's a lot more to learn. So check out Amy's website and you'll see a lot more information about her and the work that Amy does. Guys Guys Radio, we're here every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on KCAA Radio in Southern California, 106.5 FM, 1050 AM. The show rebroadcasts on KCAA in prime time twice more during the week. So we're now on Wednesday evening at 8, Saturday evening at 8, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. They also have a great app, so you can listen to the show live on the app if you want, and you can download the shows also. The podcast, YouTube, and Rumble post throughout the day on Thursday. If you want to watch the show, you can watch us on YouTube or Rumble. And we're on UK Health Radio all weekend long, four times every weekend, and on demand on UK Health Radio. I also write a column for their digital magazine. It's called Health Triangle Magazine. I write about aging. It's called Aging is a Choice, and it's about two things. It's about reading, really exploding the myth of what the collective narrative is about in terms of aging, which is very negative, and how we can really live long, quality lives if we take care of ourselves and we're mindful and we make the right choices in how we live and how we think and how we feel. If you enjoy the guests and content I bring you each and every week to Guys Guys Radio, please support us by subscribing to our channels and platforms. If you can subscribe to the YouTube, if you watch our show on YouTube or Rumble and subscribe there, that really helps. UK Health Radio, by the way, is the world's leading health talk radio station in the world. It's digital. So you go, you find it online, you go to the website, and then you can listen to the show on demand. So we're pretty much everywhere. We're downloaded in over 100 countries for the podcast. And if you like, again, if you enjoy what we're doing, please subscribe and support us. Thank you so much. You can also find more information about what we're doing here on my website, robertmanni.com. We've got over 300 blog posts about life, love, the pursuit of happiness, so many topics we cover here on Guys Guys Radio to help you live your best life. And there's also the articles that eventually roll into my website from the Aging is a Choice series. So we've got a bunch of those posted now. And also you can download three free chapters of my novel, which is pretty much the source material of everything. It's called The Guys Guys Guide to Love, and it's been deemed the men's successor to Sex in the City by iconic 20th century author Dan Wakefield. It's a sexy romp through the fast-moving, high-stake world of Madison Avenue, about two guys really competing in advertising and dating life in New York in around the year 2005 or so. So it's become kind of a little bit of a period piece because things are always changing in the dating world, and in some ways they're always the same. But it's a fun, frothy, fast, sexy read from a male point of view. And it's been deemed, again, the male successor to Sex and the City. You can download three free chapters on the website, and then you can pick up the physical copy or a digital copy wherever you buy your books. Probably easiest to find it online. And I thank you for your support. It's fun. And check out the reviews on Amazon, and I think you will agree. So we're here for you every week on Guys Guys Radio. I love doing a show. My purpose is to bring you new information. Information for you to consider to help you live your best life. I don't think you're going to be using all of it. I'm not using all of it, but I really enjoy getting all this new information about so many different topics that we cover here on Guys Guys Radio, and I hope you do also. I'm going to see you next week. I've got a lot of great guests lined up. So until then, What I always like to say is, guys, guys, finish first.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, guys, guys, radio. It is the interview portion of our show. And today we're going to talk about Akashic Records. We're going to talk about crystalline energy healing. We're going to talk about a lot more. Our special guest is a new guest to the show, Amy Robeson. And let me tell you a little bit about Amy. Amy, like myself, has a corporate background, and then she was pulled to decide, determined to do some new things. She's an Akashic Record master teacher, healer, founder of the Sacred Awakening, empowers individuals through her powerful Akashic Records program to help people tap into their inner potential for transformation by cultivating curiosity so people can live their best lives. Amy speaks light codes and a light language, which I hope she will share with us today. Plus, she knows how you can be courageous enough to walk your own divine path. Amy works with the magic of crystalline energy. Some people call her the crystalline queen. She works with Akashic Records and powerful spiritual systems and modalities. She's a gifted empath, an intuitive, does healing, and a spiritual coach. And wow, we're going to learn so much today on Guys Guys Radio. So thank you for joining us, Amy Robeson.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself so people know where you came from and how you got to become a gifted empath, a spiritual healer, a super intuitive, and a spiritual coach also.
Yeah, so... An empath, most empaths have had some sort of traumatic upbringing. And so most empaths know how to finally tune into the energy of what is happening so they can predict what is happening to stay safe. So for me, like I grew up in a household, my stepdad was a severe alcoholic. And so as a kid, like I had to start tuning in to figure out what was going to happen so I could keep myself safe. And so from that, it led me down a path of self-discovery because in my early 20s, I started having thoughts that I didn't want to be here anymore. And those thoughts led me to wanting to explore something different. And at that time, I didn't have like an intuitive hit or a knowing or anything like that. I just started having like this idea that I needed to go to yoga, even though I've never been to yoga, never heard of no yoga. And I just need to go. And when I finally like looked it up, there was a brand new studio right down the road from my house. And so I started going there, and that led me to wanting to go deeper into spiritual practices like meditation and then dream interpretation and then the Akashic Records and hands-on healings and all this other stuff. And so for me, my journey has always just been just follow the energy that presents itself to you. And if you get a yes, do it, because your heart and your guides are guiding you in a way that will allow you to uncover something about yourself that will assist you in being on your aligned path.
When you talk about healing, is it does the person actually heal themselves and you help put the person into the position where they can heal themselves?
Yeah. I'm a big believer in that, because for me, like when I'm doing an Akashic Record healing, and let's say we're doing like a past life regression, I'm a big believer in you do not glamorize the past life. The past life is being revealed to heal something or to embody some sort of gift from it. And so the sessions I do are very interactive, because if you just go to someone, and maybe you've had this experience, Robert, where it's like you have someone tell you, hey, you had this happen in a previous life, but you do nothing with the information, what ends up happening is you're just kind of left there with like, what do I do with this information? And sometimes it ends up being harmful for the person, because it creates more anxiety around whatever issue that they're having. And so for me, what I like doing with the client is explore what wants to be revealed, to be healed. And then we make the session very interactive where they get to experience whatever it is that wants to be revealed in that session. And it might be a past life regression. It might be something where we're uncovering an unconscious loop that's connected to a pattern or a behavior that is causing them to have a problem. And then we heal it, and we do it through a very interactive, lots of language, lots of communication, lots of exploring. And then we just take them through the session and we heal whatever it is that wants to be healed.
So what are you referring to, kind of shadow work by doing that, where you, or is that for the present lifetime where people need to kind of look at like what triggers them and kind of like shine the light on their dark side, if you will?
We can do shadow work. We can do persona work. It can be a previous self. It can be from this lifetime. I also work with the bodies. So we're very multidimensional. You hear people say body, mind, and soul. Well, you have the body is your physical body. The mind is your mental body. Then you have your spiritual body. Then you have your emotional body. Then you have your inner child. Then you have your ego. These are the core bodies. And these six core aspects of yourself can dictate your reality. And oftentimes they're stuck in the past. And so when we're exploring and when we're healing, we can heal and work with the bodies to bring them to the present moment. And so it can be, like you were saying, shadow, but it can be all these different things that we're looking at as well.
Now, how did you, I mean, you had the corporate life and then you had some trauma. I guess after that, you broke your back, I think, from what I read.
I didn't break my back. I cracked my tailbone twice.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then, I cracked my tailbone twice. I started walking with a limp. So like I got into this really good place where like I was feeling good. I wasn't feeling depressed anymore. And then I cracked my tailbone. And the thing that helped me in the past, which was yoga, like I couldn't do, whatsoever. And so I had to start digging deeper into what do I want to do? What have I been being guided to do? And that was learn dream interpretation and meditation, because at that time I was having a lot of dreams of people killing me in my sleep. Like I would have dreams that I would die, and I wanted to understand what that was and why I was dreaming that, because I could remember dreams from when I was one. And so I've had a lot of premonition dreams and a lot of other dreams. So dreams were really fascinating to me. And so that was like my natural next step. Was learning meditation and learning dream interpretation.
Now, how did you learn the Akashic Records and what drew you to them?
Yeah, so with my teacher, she's no longer here. She's transitioned. She taught me how to do meditation and dream interpretation. I was like, this is amazing. She's like, do you want to take my teacher meditation course? And I'm like, sure, that sounds good. So I'm like thinking I'm going to teach someone how to meditate. Well, no, it was like the most intense course. Like I learned hands-on healing, exorcism, how to balance the chakras, and how to directly talk to God and receive answers. And through that course, I started unconsciously tapping into the Akashic Records. And I was starting to be shown things and starting to receive information and starting to have like these really weird experiences in my meditation and in these sessions that I would talk to God, creation, universe, whatever sacred title you give that being. And like, I just found the records that way. Now, where some people don't find the records that way, but that's how I found them. And then I learned about them later. And when I learned about them later, I was shown that that's where I've been accessing the information for quite some time.
Okay. For the benefit of the folks who have heard the term and may not be familiar with what it means, what is your definition, interpretation of what are the Akashic Records and why are they significant?
So every word, deed, thought from the moment your soul is incepted is recorded in the Akashic field. It's like a computer database of your soul. Everyone has an Akashic Records. And we can open up the Akashic Records and receive love and guidance and support in any area of your life. And so the way that I teach going into the records and the way that I teach it, connecting into the records and using the records, you can use it for the past, the present, and the future. And I think that that's really important because I view it as a life tool where it can assist you from what to wear for the day that's going to make you feel good to what to eat for dinner. Or like, hey, I'm having this problem. Where does this problem stem from? And they might show you it stems from a previous life and how that previous life is impacting you now and how to heal that previous life as well.
Amazing. My special guest on Guys Guys Radio is Amy Robeson. We're talking about, she's a spiritual coach, Akashic Records expert, as well as a crystalline light language expert also. So tell us, what is crystalline light and what is the language? Is that a verbal language or is it an intuitive language, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I work a lot with the crystalline energy. I teach my students how to open their records with crystalline energy. We're moving from a carbon-based being to a crystalline being. So working with the crystalline energy is really important.
Humanity, you mean, right? All of us.
Yeah. Okay. Just us in general. Like, you'll notice that people are more gravitating towards physical crystals as well. And you can work with physical crystals. You can work with just the energy of the crystalline energy as well. As far as light language is the cosmic language of the soul. It's similar to speaking in tongue. And what I have found is that sometimes when I'm like channeling a healing, that there aren't human words that can be said that wants to be shared through the healing, because what light language does is it connects higher self to higher self, and it assists the subconscious in receiving what wants to be shared, that wants to be healed. Because oftentimes as humans, we are in a trance. Like if you watch a TV program, it's called a program because you're being programmed, and we go into trances. And we go into trances all throughout our lifetime, and we consciously or unconsciously know about these trances. And what light language does is it assists in removing you from the trance that you might be in that's connected to whatever it is that you are healing. And so, and I'm happy to do like a healing and a little light language infused into the healing that will kind of assist and demonstrate this for your listeners as well.
Let's do it.
Awesome. So I'm being guided to ask you what's something that you have been like struggling with or you've been kind of trying to work on.
Okay. I've been working on a proposal for a nonfiction book that came to me that I think would be very helpful to people. And I've been writing a column about it, but now I want to put it into book form. And I think it could open up a whole new area for me. And for some reason, it's just I keep going around in a circle on it. I'm not done. I'm making progress, but it seems like I'm getting in my own way a little bit.
Beautiful. Okay, so thank you for sharing that with me, because what we'll focus on for the healing so that you get benefit is new beginnings and fresh starts. So even if you have been working on this project, or anybody that's listening that's wanting to start something new, mm-hmm. we're just going to kind of like hit the reset button, and we're going to give ourselves permission to start it fresh and start it with from a new beginning. And so anybody that's listening, if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, I highly recommend waiting to listen to this healing, because sometimes people fall asleep or they go into a trance. And so we want to always practice safety. When you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes and bring your awareness into your heart space. And that's just below your heart chakra, above your solar plex. And I want you to take a nice deep breath in and a cleansing breath out. And then as you're breathing, I want you to imagine just rooting into the earth. And as you root into the earth, I want you to sense, feel, see, or imagine that there's this beautiful green crystalline energy that's just pouring into the crown of your head. And this is emerald. And emerald's wanting to come in to support in creating a heart connection. And it's going to clear the mind. So I want you to imagine this crystalline energy is just moving into the brain, moving into the crown chakra, swirling around in the third eye, and moving down into the throat, the heart chakra, and the heart space. And it's just going to swirl there like a vortex in the front of your chest and in the back of your chest. And I want you to take a nice deep breath in and a cleansing breath out. And I want you to set an intention of what you would like to have for this new chapter you're entering into, this new beginning, this fresh start. What do you want to have? What do you desire to create? And I want to encourage you to insert peace and calm into your intention. So let's say you're wanting to write a book. It's like, I'm calmly and peacefully, creatively writing my new book. And you want to say the intention as if you've already are doing it, already have it. And there'll just be a moment of silence while you set your intention. And then I want you to sense, feel, see, or imagine that there's a beautiful doorway in your heart space somewhere there. And you can know it, see it, imagine it, hear it. And then you're going to just open the door and you're going to step through. And when you step through, you're going to notice that there's a beautiful golden path that you're standing upon. And as you're standing upon this path, there's going to be beautiful, magnificent crystalline symbols that look like sacred geometry, and they're infused with crystalline energy all along this beautiful pathway. And I want you to start to walk towards these symbols. And as you're walking towards these symbols, I want you to feel, sense, or imagine that any thoughts, any worries, any patterns that are holding you back from you creating your true desire, your true reality, your true intention is starting to break away from your body, mind, and soul. And so it might be like dust falling off of you, or sludge, or gigantic pieces of energy. Whatever it is, it's just kind of falling away from your energy. And as it's falling away, you're walking on these beautiful sacred symbols. And I'm going to start to speak some light languages, and I just want you to continue to walk along this path. And as you're walking along this path, I want you to just allow these patterns, these worries, these stresses to melt away from you. Taking a nice deep breath in and a cleansing breath out, you're going to land at the end of the path on a sacred symbol. And I want you to stand on that symbol. And as you stand on that symbol, it's going to shower you with this beautiful crystalline energy that's going to spiral all along your body. And what it's doing is it's fine-tuning you. It's turning your frequency to the dial in which you desire to have this intention. And so it's kind of like a radio dial that's fine-tuning your frequency to match the desired intention. And I want you to just breathe. And as you breathe, there's this energy just swirling all around you. And one of your guides, creation, God, universe, whatever sacred you give that sacred being, is going to either share a message with you or download a message for you to receive at a later date. And that might be through a synchronicity, an experience, a meditation, or a dream that you might receive the message. So you might download it or you might receive it right in this moment. And you're going to take another nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out. Taking another nice deep breath in, cleansing breath out. You're going to step off the path and you're just going to land right back into your heart space. You're going to bow your chin in toward your chest and slowly blink your eyes open, taking your time coming back to.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I was a little bit concerned because I don't want to be, you know, when people are out there listening right now, we want to make sure that they're not doing heavy machinery or doing anything that can get themselves, you know, driving or whatever. So we want to make sure that nobody's doing that. We'll talk about that prior to this. So thank you.
Yeah, it's and the reason was because when we come out of this, sometimes I don't know if you felt it, but like there's this really like swirling energy that can happen, or some people can feel like out of body as well. And so we just want to like take our time coming back into the body and just allow it to integrate. And for anybody that didn't see something, because there's this illusion, like it's very Hollywoodized, where like I have to see something in order for something to work. You don't have to see anything. It could be like a black screen. As long as you're listening and the intention is that you want to heal something, you're going to receive the healing from it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So Amy Robeson, our special guest on Guys Guys Radio, we just did a crystalline energy light language procedure. And thank you for that. You also work with DNA.
Yeah.
What is it about DNA? How do you activate it? How can people on their own do some of these things?
Yeah. So we have trillions and trillions of cells in our body. I think the last time I looked, it was like over 32 trillion cells. And like science is constantly changing. And so the amount of cells that we have, the majority of those have DNA strands. All throughout our lifetime, we are activating our DNA. And that can be through spiritual practices like meditation, journaling, playing in the Akashic Records, hypnotherapy, all sorts of different things. You can activate your DNA through, and you can also do it through like spiritual movement, things like that. And so throughout our lifetime, we want to activate DNA because all of your DNA strands hold information for you. They hold patterns, they hold ancestral patterns, soul lineage patterns, they hold gifts, they hold beliefs, they hold anything that you can think of the DNA holds. And so when we consciously decide to activate the DNA, because a lot of times we're unconsciously activating it through like meditation, when we consciously decide to activate it, we can go in and activate, let's say, 24 strands. And when we go in and activate it, we're not going, I'm going to select strand 1 through 24. It's not like that. It's like whatever 24 strands want to be activated, we activate it. I activate when I do DNA activations and restructure, I do it through the Akashic Records. So it's like very divinely guided and everything's done in the Akashic Records for the client. And so when you activate it and restructure, what we're doing is we're removing anything that's preventing you from recognizing your wholeness, recognizing your sovereignty. And we are activating certain gifts that want to be activated from those particular strands. And so what experience the person has is very unique and different depending on what is being activated and restructured in that particular series. For me, anytime I offer this, I do it for myself because I think that this is really important work and it's really amazing to see what happens for people. I've had people that have had like new job offers. I've had people that have like healed like weird toad fungus, or, I've had some women that have said that their gray hair disappeared. So it's all different in terms of what can occur, but the main thing is, it's like a really beautiful embodiment and connection to self, and you just feel different.
Now, when you work with somebody, how does the process go? You visually look at them, or do you then go to their Akashic Records and get information as to what you should be working with? How does the process go for you as somebody who's managing this?
Yeah. So what I do is I do the DNA activations in group settings. Mm-hmm. So for the group itself, I do all of the DNA prep work behind the scenes before we meet on a live call.
Okay.
And then I walk them through like hitting the DNA activation button on it during the healing. And I have students that like can make it to the live call and some people that just watch the replay, and you get 100% of the benefit, whichever way that you do it. But I see all sorts of different things behind the scenes while I'm working on doing and structuring and prepping them to hit the DNA activation button on it during the live call.
Now, another thing you do is you work with the spirit guides. I worked with a shaman and they identified a spirit guide for me. And then that guide actually flew right at my where I live, right, almost came inside and then just tore off into the sky. And I thought that was amazing. So how do you work with spirit guides? Do you identify them for a person? Do they already have them and you point them out? Or do you create that relationship?
Sometimes it's like that. Oftentimes I teach people to call them in for themselves. And then like the thing about spirit guides is a lot of people think like, oh, my spirit guides have to be this well-known spirit guide name. Like that's popular on Google. Where oftentimes most of the spirit guides names are not searchable on Google. And so we don't want to get caught up in like popular names of what you hear people say. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we want to be really clear that the spirit guide is authentic light of the highest vibration to assist you. And so what I do, and I have two different ways that we connect with spirit guides. One is like I'll walk someone through a guided visualization where I introduce them that way. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm working one-on-one with a client, if a spirit guide just shows up, I'll just say, hey, this spirit guide's here. Or in my Akashic Records Healer's Edition course, which is called Sacred Awakening, we walk them through a process of connecting with different guides that want to be on their support team to assist them in being the healer that they want to be, and how that guide wants to support them in their journey and their healing journey as well.
How do you work with people? Like some people that have difficulty visualizing and working in tandem with somebody like yourself. How do you get through to them? Can you do the work without them being able to participate the way you would want them to participate? In other words, like people have trouble meditating or getting into that state because they have all the mental chatter going on. How do you work with people who are, I don't want to say a little bit thick, but just hard to get through to?
Yeah. So I always make this really clear. Like you do not have to see something in order for it to work. The belief has to be there. That's the most important thing. The belief has to be there that this can work for you. And for me, I'm very clear cognizant. So for me, I know, like I have a very clear knowing. Oftentimes I don't see something. And so you don't have to see anything. And often with clairvoyance, what most people don't understand is that clairvoyance is a millisecond image that comes through. It's not this big, long movie reel that comes through. And so sometimes people often missed the little visual that might come through because they dismiss it because it's not long. And then the thing about our clairs, because that's how we receive information, all of us are intuitive. All of us are constantly receiving information through our clairs. And that might be through a feeling, a taste, a smell, a touch, a knowing, or being an empath. Knowing is a big one because there's so many people that are very, very claircognizant and they don't understand that that's how they're receiving the information. And so it's perfectly fine for anybody not to see anything and for it to work because we're working on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the other things, areas you work on that everybody's so interested in, Amy, is manifestation. And I think a lot of people they kind of get stuck in the manifestation where they're very controlling about it and they want very specific things, not realizing that there could be other things that are symbolic of the same thing, but so much bigger, so much greater for them, but they undersell themselves, if you will, and they have trouble allowing themselves to receive. Talk to us about manifestation, some of the misconceptions people have, and what they need to do to kind of get over the hump with that stuff and make it work for them.
Yeah. So I just did a group Akashic record reading, and one of the ladies that I brought on, it was just so funny because it was perfect for what was happening. She said she wanted to create something, and the guardians, the masters, teachers, loved ones of the Akashic records had me ask her a question. And her response was, "I'm just using the law of attraction, waiting for it to happen." And that's often a misconception of how manifestation works. Well, I'm just waiting for the law of attraction to work for me. The law of attraction works all the time. You are always attracting things that you are vibrationally a connection with. And so if your words, your deeds, your thoughts don't match your actual intention, and you aren't taking inspired action on the desired intention, you're never going to manifest that. That's like saying, "I want to be a heart surgeon," and you're not going to school to be a heart surgeon. Like, there has to be inspired action that is taking place. And the law of attraction will match you. And so it's all about frequency. It's about your energy. And when you look at the other laws, because I think that most people, they get so caught up in the law of attraction that they forget that there's all these other laws that also are at play. You might be aware that they're at play, or are unconsciously aware that they're at play, but they're always at play. And there, you, if you take the time and to look at what your words, your deeds, your actions, your thoughts are at all times, and are they a vibrational match for what it is that you want, you can then go, no, they're not. Me telling myself I can't do that all the time is not going to allow me to do that. So how can I shift my words? How can I shift the way that I think? How can I shift the way that I'm reacting? Because reactions are also a big part of manifestation, because you get to choose how you react to any given situation, and your choice in the way that you react is going to deem your reality. And the way that you also perceive the future in the present moment deems what you are going to create in the future. And so if you're constantly worried, let's say you're constantly worried that you don't have enough money and you hate every single time you see a bill come in the mail, you're going to continue to attract more bills. You're going to continue to attract more energy that says, "I don't like this feeling. I don't feel like I'm able or capable of creating what it is that I want." And so when you notice and you catch your thoughts and you feel the feelings that are attached to those thoughts, because oftentimes people don't want to feel it, and it only takes 30 seconds. You feel the feeling that's attached to the thought, and then you cancel the thought. And then you choose a different feeling, you choose a different thought, and then you feel that feeling. It could take 1 minute total. You'll start to change your entire frequency in the way that you're navigating your life. And it takes practice. It really, really does.
So what has happened with, let's talk about two subjects here. One is, what has happened for you by getting these gifts and using them? How has your life changed?
Oh my God, my life has completely changed. Like, one, I would have never guessed that I would be doing this, because this was never on my radar. And the way my success, the way that I think about myself, because growing up, I always thought I was really stupid. And I would always tell people, like, I would beat someone to a blonde joke before they would say it, just because I wanted to make fun of myself so someone else wouldn't make fun of me. And so, but it was so negative, like it was so hurtful, because your subconscious can't take a joke. And so even if you're being sarcastic, your subconscious can't take a joke. And so for me, the way that I perceive myself, the way that I perceive what I can create, and the way that I talk to myself is completely different from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago, from 15 years ago. And there's stuff that I'm always working on. There's patterns that I notice. And that's the thing about this is, like, the deeper you go into this, the more that you realize that you are a soul having a human experience, and that you get to have a choice in what your reality looks like. And sometimes it takes a little while, and sometimes you have to be beat over the head several times before you make a decision to actually change. But for me, it's like my life is completely, completely different. And just the level of success that I've had, I would have never, ever guessed that I would have been able to create what it is that I've created.
Well deserved. You're doing great work. What do you think's going on with the planet right now? You mentioned that we're becoming, going from kind of physical beings to more crystalline energy beings, and going from the 3D to the 5D. What do you see happening on the planet now? Everybody's really on edge and thinks like things are going to happen. 2024, everything's going to collapse. Everything's going to get turned upside down. And are people making too much out of that? Is it like one event? Is it just a ongoing thing for the next 5 to 7 years where all the systems change and maybe there's some disclosure and things like that? What's your take on it?
We are in a mass awakening. Like, people are starting to wake up. And as people wake up, their perceptions, their values, their truths start to change. And so their identity starts to change. And so that's really hard for some people, because the dark night of the soul is not just one night. It can take years for people. It can take a chapter for people. It can take months for people. But what's happening is everybody's waking up. And as you're waking up, you're questioning your identity. And that's going to be like, we're going to start seeing more and more people wake up, more and more people start to really want to tap into their intuition, because our consciousness fell a long time ago. And part of the DNA activation work that we're doing is remembering and allowing ourselves to remember. And what's happening now is people are starting to remember. And over the next, I don't know what's going to happen, because there was a prediction that something was going to happen in 2020. I would have never guessed that it would have been what happened, right?
Right.
So within 2 to 3 years, something else is going to happen. I have no clue what that is, but the thing is you can't be worried about what's going to happen, because what's going to happen is going to allow us to ascend to the fifth dimension. We're gradually moving from third to fourth to fifth. And this allows us to have a more harmonious experience as a human. And some people are going to choose to continue this journey. Some people are going to exit because they don't want to be a part of it. And that is their choice. And that is your choice and whatever it is that you choose. The main thing is you want to view your universe as kind and friendly. Mm-hmm. Because the more you view it like that, the more you're going to attract that.
You just going where I was going to ask you about. Some people may not, they want things the way they are, and they have trouble with change. And with the ascension, they might not want to be part of that. And you say they're going to exit. Does that exit mean they're going to be existing on a different timeline, or are they just going to be exiting the planet in this lifetime, or a kind of a combination?
It's going to be like combination. A lot of people are just going to choose to
check out,
transition. Mm-hmm. To no longer be embodied. And there are going to be people that are just, they kind of go crazy, like, for lack of a better word, where they just kind of stay stuck in the 3D and they're not willing to change. And so it's like, it's almost like they're not even going to be willing to see what's available to them. So it just depends on the person, the soul's experience, and what, because we all have free will, what they are willing to choose. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds very, very interesting. So tell us where people can find more about you, Amy Robeson, and how they can work with you and take your courses. And you're fascinating and you do great work. I got to tell you, I really could feel it when we were doing that exercise. And when I came out of it, you were like an angel sitting across the screen from me. Really, you look different. Not that you don't look good. The forgive me for my word choice here, but you were like a celestial being right there.
Well, thank you. I received that. If you want, I have lots of free resources. So if you go to my website, theamyrobeson.com, theamyrobeson.com, you can go to our free events page. We have 20 plus free healings on there. Every quarter, every season change, I do a free healing. I'm always doing free masterclasses. Like we'll be doing like a light language free masterclass, a DNA free masterclass coming up later this year. And we'll do something for the Akashic Records as well. I also have a podcast called Awakening with Amy Robeson, or you can visit my YouTube channel as well.
Fantastic.
Which is Amy Robeson.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on Guys, Guys Radio. I hope you'll come back. It was a blast and you're doing great work. Thank you, Amy Robeson.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys, Guy Radio.
Okay, what a provocative and interesting conversation and a great exercise with Amy Robeson. And again, when we do these exercises, you don't want to be doing anything else at the same time. You don't want to be driving or working heavy equipment or anything, machinery or anything like that. So get yourself, if you want to do these things, in a quiet place, the same as you would do for meditation. So what did we learn today? I think we learned some new information about how the Akashic Records work, what they are, how we can learn how to tap into them, how we can tap into the universal energy that's out there to you know, work on our own wellness and keep ourselves as vital as we can be. So there's a lot more to learn. So check out Amy's website and you'll see a lot more information about her and the work that Amy does. Guys, Guys Radio, we're here every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on KCAA Radio in Southern California, 106.5 FM, 1050 AM. The show rebroadcasts on KCAA in prime time twice more during the week. So we're now on Wednesday evening at 8, Saturday evening at 8, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. They also have a great app, so you can listen to the show live on the app if you want, and you can download the shows also. So we're here for you every week on Guys, Guys Radio. I love doing a show. My purpose is to bring you new information for you to consider to help you live your best life. I don't think you're going to be using all of it. I'm not using all of it, but I really enjoy getting all this new information about so many different topics that we cover here on Guys, Guys Radio, and I hope you do also. I'm going to see you next week. I've got a lot of great guests lined up. So until then, what I always like to say is, guys, finish first.